dear. You're not going to blab, are you?
Well, I... Actually, no, I'm not. You see, I don't think I cry for the least little thing anymore.
Mr. Mower, His Majesty the King Philip and Her Highness Princess Lucy.
Ah, my children, come on, come in.
Mr. Mower, we've come to ask you something. What are all these blocks doing on the floor?
You shall see. You've come to ask if you can go home for a while, yes?
You knew?
Of course. It is, after all, the end of this particular adventure. I don't doubt I shall see you here soon for others. On the other side of your dreams, no less.
The only trouble is, we don't really know how to go home.
Oh, yes, you do. Don't they, Paris?
Yes,
we do.
Do you remember why you came here from the Grange? Why you built this place?
Because I was lonely, and I had nothing else to do. And Helen wasn't there, and I didn't like Lucy or her father. And, well, home wasn't home, I suppose.
In other words, the city became a place to escape to.
Now? Is it the same now?
Well, no, I suppose it's not. I suppose Helen and Lucy and Mr...
Father! You'll have to call him Father!
Anyway, they're all my family, I suppose.
And the Grange?
Well, the Grange is home. Or it will be when I get there.
And so to get there, all you have to do is...
Build it! Philip, all we have to do is build it. That's what the blocks are for.
Of course!
Then go ahead! And build!
Where should we start?
If we put these on here, with a triangular one for a roof, that can be the main house.
And then we put these over here for the stables.
And this can be the little path by the side of the greenhouses.
Which can go there?
Philip?
Hmm?
I think it's starting to happen.
Oh, we're back home.
Yes. It's been a great adventure, but...
I know. And I can't wait to...
Someone's coming.
Telling you, Mr. Graham, we looked in the nursery.
Right, Mr. Graham.
We searched the whole place. Oh, Master Philip!
Oh, hello, you two.
I think you'd better explain to us about some dreams we've all been having. Don't you?
You just try stopping us.
And though Cook, nor Susan, nor any of the servants can explain the disappearance of the two children, nor indeed why the grown-ups don't seem too bothered by all the fuss, in spite of cutting short a honeymoon, they don't complain. Because what they see is the beginnings of a very happy family. And perhaps we will leave them here, knowing as we do that they will come again to that place, immeasurably vast and wonderful. And perhaps there you will see them, because just like Philip and Lucy, you have been to the Magic City, and one day you will return there too.